Some nations hold their elections on the weekends when more people are off from work. In the U.S., notably in Michigan and California, political parties have urged their loyalists to skip work on election day and help fellow members of their parties get to the voting booth. At the Wisconsin Republican Convention on Saturday, GOP leaders played a 35-year-old movie of Ronald Reagan describing the Republicans' California victory squad.
All the really hard, tedious work is done ahead of time so that you can go out to the precincts, meet the people, Republicans who think and believe as you do, and get them down to vote, down to the polls where every ballot counts.
John Wayne was also in the Republicans' movie. Wisconsin GOP Executive Director Rick Graber and other convention goers smiled at some of the dated family life and technology scenes in the film. But Graber turned serious when urging convention delegates to skip work on election day. Graber says that advice worked for Republicans in the April race for Milwaukee County Executive.
On April 30th, hundreds of volunteers took the day off from work to help in Milwaukee County. And we owe it to each other to do the very same thing all over this state on November 5th. Take the day off.
One plan Republican leaders have in mind for Election Day is to send their volunteers to monitor how poll workers in certain neighborhoods run the balloting. Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen is a key recruiter for the poll watchers.
Oh, it is our hope to have hundreds, if not thousands, of polling sites covered here. Historically, the Democratic Party's done a better job at this, but last year, when we narrowly lost the presidential election here in Wisconsin by just a few thousand votes, and a lot of Republicans felt that some of those votes were fishy, people now are committed to helping us with this project.
State Democrats denied any wrongdoing in the 2000 elections. Jensen says national Republicans will spend some money in Wisconsin on voter turnout. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.